Welcome to Season 3 of the UK Virtual School Podcast with your host, Sid, educational disruptor and founder of the first online school that dares to be different. Our third season marks the end of the third academic year, where we interview parents, students and teachers who are part of the UK Virtual School family. If you are new to our podcast, please do check out the golden gems from seasons 1 and 2. Now, this podcast is for homeschoolers, home educators, world schoolers, and those parents seeking for an alternative that is effective, flexible, and high quality. If this sounds like you, why not join us in disrupting education as we know it and creating a legacy of learning that's full of passion and enthusiasm. Welcome to the UK Virtual School Podcast. Welcome to another podcast, and this one's called Home Education versus Traditional Schooling, Mother and Daughter Reflections. Now, in this podcast, I've got a niece and her daughter, Eucasti, talk about their schooling with us at UK Virtual School. Eucasti joined us at the beginning of year 9. She's been with us for a total of 2 years, and she has transformed into an amazing young person who's confident in her ability and is able to navigate how to revise and study more effectively. When Eucasti joined us in the first year that she did, she struggled with her confidence level when it came to certain subjects. She was unsure of how to revise and how to study. And she's really, really come out of her shell, and her confidence has really blossomed. I did interview her in an earlier podcast in season 2, episode number 9, Full-Time Schooling at UK Virtual School, Why I Prefer Learning from Home. And in that podcast, she told us about her involvement in youth council, what she was doing, what she was interested in. And you can see a big difference between that interview and the one with her mother in this season. So sit back and relax and listen in and see how they've both come so far in their kind of idea of what schooling should be like. And if this resonates with you, why don't you reach out to us and we'll see if we can support your kids as well.
Tell me how you got started on this home learning.
Specifically in lockdown, we sort of figured out how we were able to learn. Like, my sister couldn't really learn online and she much preferred like school, but I was pretty good, and I think that showed you that I could do it online. I could like keep scheduled, actually learn that way.
I think we should say though that before lockdown, when you were in primary school, you hated school and you had launched a campaign to be homeschooled. We should say that first. Because school didn't work for you, though.
Many PowerPoints. Yeah, I guess it sort of seemed like a better way to do stuff because you're more in charge. And that's what I preferred to have.
Wait, so why didn't school work for you?
A lot of the rules, and you can't really do much. And it was very, like, stressful. A lot of the expectations learning-wise, the social part of it was okay. And the speaking to people, which is a bit harder to get online. But it was that kind of atmosphere.
So I suppose we should say, just to give the full context, I have 3 daughters. There's an older daughter, and then Eucasti has a twin sister. And at primary school, Eucasti started feeling really unhappy at school. She started feeling quite unwell because of it and really didn't enjoy it. And lockdown hit when you were in year 6. So you joined year 7 during the pandemic, working online quite a bit, not going into school that much. But you did go for 1 year in secondary school. Yeah. You were very unhappy, like really, really unhappy. And you started home education in September 2021. And I think you went to school for 1 day in year 8. Mm. And you came home and you burst into tears and you were so unhappy. We talked about this so much, and I ended up sending my friend a message who I knew was home educated. Turned out her daughter was at UKVS, and I was talking to her about midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, going, I'm the end of my tether. I can't home educate. I just cannot teach people GCSEs. I've got 3 kids, I've got work, I've got all sorts of things going on. And she said that this was the solution that she had. And so I think we joined that week and you were out of school.
By the end of the week.
By the end of the week. Yeah, exactly. And then, of course, your sister had a very different lockdown experience. She was hugely unhappy learning online. And I mostly remember during lockdown of Yocasti's sister with her head on the table, really unhappy, just hating it. So it suited her much more to go back to school. So I suppose that's sort of the general
polar opposites
story.
I loved it. She hated it.
Definitely polar opposites. And you've been at UKVS for 2 years, and now you've reached the point where you are going to probably go to college, like home education college, to do your GCSEs from September, because this experience has enabled you to feel more confident, more happy, and think about different ways that you could learn. So I suppose that's where we're at. Yeah. Is there anything else you want to say to introduce yourself and your journey?
Home education has helped me in also like the learning ways. I've liked more subjects, like science a lot. And I think it sort of just helped having like smaller groups, because then you can like get more into it and ask more questions. So I think the college will be like the best of both worlds, with the home education part of learning and then still the social part and getting to see people every day.
Because even though you had your campaign to be home educated.
Oh yeah, campaign.
What you really wanted is to stay at school, but for school to be better.
Yeah.
For you. I don't think we've met families who are people who believe in home education, and that's how they've raised their kids, and it's sort of a philosophical thing. Whereas for us, I think you wanted to go to school.
Yeah, I did.
But you wanted school to be somewhere that you didn't feel ill and unhappy. Yeah. What changes did you want to see in school?
I understand the point of exams, and especially as you get closer to year 10, year 11, when exams do come, the stress they put on you to do well, because they're trying to show you how much the results mean, I suppose. But I think definitely also showing that learning doesn't all have to just be about exams, even though that's the point, that's why you're at secondary school, to get those exams and then just leave. But I think having more freedom, even in just what you wear, there were so many rules. And I think especially when you're a teenager, although it's nice to wear like the exact same thing as everyone else, I think it's also quite an important part to figure out what you like and not having to do the exact same thing as everyone else. The difference from primary to secondary was like so big, because things started to get, from like day one, like a lot stricter, especially when you're like 11. That's not very welcoming or comforting, or even just getting you interested in learning. So then you end up just learning more and being better at the exams.
Inspired by what you're saying, some of the main things were the toilets are locked at school. That is quite common. We've discovered horrendously, and I don't think you realise that until you have kids, it's perfectly legal. It is something that happens. And so you can only use the toilet during lesson time if a teacher comes and gets you and takes you there. And you can also only use it at break time if somebody has unlocked it.
Which is not very common. They usually just forget, and then you have to run around the whole break, which is not even that long. And then you just need the toilet.
Yeah. And if you have daughters who are very young and they have their period, that is just embarrassing, uncomfortable, really difficult. And then you're sort of caught in these rules. I think that you got detentions for
being 1 minute late. That just like 1 minute, because life happens. Sometimes you miss the train. Sometimes it's a bit later. And it's just 1 minute straight away. Yeah. 1 hour detention after school.
So like no flexibility, no. And I think you got a detention straight away in year seven because you were told to revise something, and you did revise it. But what you didn't realise is that you were supposed to write it down. Because you didn't write it down, you got a detention in your first week at school just because you didn't know the rules and didn't quite understand. And then the third thing that you've always hated about school is scary teachers. And every teacher runs their classroom like a kingdom, I suppose, with their different rules. And even if you get to grips with a teacher, then a supply teacher can show up and then they can have sudden rules. Yeah. And then you don't quite know what you can do to avoid getting a detention.
Because there were things that we did, like I sat on the edge because you feel quite trapped sitting in the middle. And like we spoke to teachers, but once you get a supply, they don't know anything. And they have like a whole class to teach with everyone needing different things. And it's very confusing. And also with the toilet thing, especially with periods, I had to like keep going a lot, and you can only go like once or twice, and I had to keep going to like the nurses to get changes of clothes because I just couldn't go to the toilet. And every time we, you know, you try to speak about it, but they just sort of don't listen.
But I suppose we should say something about your sister, who had a different, I don't think she enjoys school exactly, but I think she found or finds that structure, those rules, being told where to be, what to do, that's a huge weight off her shoulders. I think she finds that quite great. I don't need to think about this. This is where I have to be. This is what I have to do. And the other thing that she gets from school that she really enjoys was all the extracurricular stuff.
Yeah.
She does music, she does sports, she has all these sort of events and opportunities. I do wonder if, because you were very into drama and you tried joining the drama club, and I think it was just you and the teacher or something, wasn't it?
Yeah. I did try music and stuff, but it wasn't quite my thing. But now, like, with extracurriculars that I do, like, I can do them by myself now, or like in groups outside of school in a less stressful environment.
Exactly. And you can choose, and you can still wear your own clothes, and you can go in your own time, and you're meeting different people who are not related to school. So that is kind of working for you. But I think if school did have the extracurricular stuff that you enjoyed, then it might have. Well, I don't suppose it would be different, but I've realised with all kids, having these three kids, when they have a sort of area of the school where they have teachers that really know them, stuff they really enjoy, that's where they get a bit of leniency, a bit of support, a bit of backup, somewhere to go, and you didn't have that.
No. Yeah, I think they both found their spots, which is helped them.
Your sisters.
Yeah. Which is, yeah.
What specifically did your sister not enjoy with online schooling during COVID?
She had a lot of free time in the middle. She didn't, with homework, I guess. Like, she would be given it, but when would she do it? That kind of structure that school gives you, with the timetables, and you have to be here, and you have to be there, and you have to wear this, she didn't have.
Too much autonomy.
Yeah, which I loved. That was the best part, being able to choose what I wanted to do, and that was the complete opposite.
I suppose she has a very different learning style. She's quite social, I think. She likes having backup. She likes having people around. I think you quite like not having people around and having your own environment.
Yeah.
Which was quite good. But yeah, she did suffer. What specifically has changed in your approach to learning as a result of UKVS?
I was able to just generally learn better because it was less people. So you went through it somewhat more slowly. Instead of like a class of 30 with people shouting everywhere, you're not really getting through the topics. Being able to like use a computer so I could have like things open after the lesson, or like take screenshots if I didn't see something or it went too fast, and that kind of extra layer. Yeah, I think I got also more interested in it just because those were my only subjects, because at school I had a lot of other ones as well. So it wasn't just maths, science and English. I've enjoyed learning a bit more for my subjects. I think small classes really do change it.
From what I'm understanding about what's going on for you, because you're doing this online school, school is now about the learning, whereas so much of actual school is about crowd control and getting the class to be quiet or getting the class to all keep up. And because it's a smaller class, you can just be more responsive, more friendly. The teachers are saying, hello, how are you? Obviously, you can't say that when you have a class of 30 kids. You can't go, how was your weekend? And have a chat with them. So I think that you've built up more trust with the teachers because they talk to you in a different way. And then you have also come up with some great ways, inspired by Sid and some of the guidance she's given you as well. You've come up with some great ways to make notes, to revise, and you've started to be more creative. Whereas I think at school, again, because it's crowd control, because they're trying to deal with so many different levels, they tell you, this is what you have to do for your homework. You have to write this out or whatever. Whereas I think you have learnt what works for you, that you're a very visual learner, that you're quite a creative learner, you enjoy those sorts of things. So that's made a difference. You like the gaming type stuff.
And there were specific ways to revise. Everyone had to revise the same way by like writing out again and again. And I guess that works for some, but you could choose how you actually wanted to learn and what you did after lessons.
But again, I think for your sister, that gave her some security and comfort because they said to her, this is what you have to do. And she didn't have to think about what she's going to do. That has worked better for her. We will see the GCSEs. If you could think of five things that have changed about you as a person over the last 2 years, what makes the list?
I think I've become more confident.
That would have been my first one.
And like, because I can like sort of be, I figure out like what I like and what I like to do without a ton of people around me saying no. I definitely got more interested in learning and in science and other school fields, I suppose. Have you noticed anything?
Well, I think the physical symptoms of anxiety that you had have gone.
Oh, yeah.
I think that you just, I'm sure some things will be hard or will cause some anxiety, but I think you you are not ill.
Yeah, that's the last one.
Anymore, in the way that school made you. So that's the major thing for me. You were probably this already, but you've got more organised. I think you've got more independent and autonomous. You're so good at making schedules and organising yourself and coming up with plans of how to do things. You just do that much more comfortably. And you've probably got a sense of direction as well. More ideas about what you want to do next.
Yeah.
Just the fact that you're feeling confident about going to college makes me see how far you've come. I don't think we thought you would go to college to do GCSEs.
Yeah.
But it seems like the right next step. And that's made possible because of where you've come from. And you've developed your own sense of style much more as well. Like you were saying, with your clothes and how you dress and how you...
Yeah, you couldn't really do that at secondary. And it was kind of quite more social. I think that's what comes with being more sure of yourself, I suppose. And more confident. The other things, yeah.
Yeah, and you're much more likely to just go off and research a project or a topic yourself. You're very keen to do that. And you often come and say to me, I want to sign up for this or I'd like to try that.
I did do that for the homeschooling. I didn't stop.
Yeah.
I made sure it happened. So I'm still doing that.
Yeah, you are. What's next for you?
GCSEs. Yeah. I guess the next step is going to college. And I think it'll be, at the beginning, quite difficult to get back into kind of more of a school setting. But I think it'll also be quite fun to see more people daily. Yeah, and then it's getting GCSEs done and hopefully doing well. College again, but with A-levels. So I think it's just working towards getting into college for GCSEs and now building up the educational part. Yeah.
And still doing your extracurriculars, as you called them, your theatre groups and other things like that.
Yeah, doing more.
Yeah, I think it's been interesting. It's definitely something that anybody who has children, especially more than one, learns is that you never reach the point where everything is all sorted. Like, okay, this is how it's going to be. You have to keep rolling with it, keep being flexible every time. I know with just childcare, when they're little, every time you think, okay, they're in nursery, done. No, you might find that you need to use a childminder later or after school clubs or, you know, sort of different things. And I think I'd thought, right, they'll go off to secondary school and then we're done. And no, we've learnt all about home education and we've really made the most of it. We have had our museum days where we go to a museum, different museum in London each week. We have been to so many different places.
Oh, yeah.
And then we thought we were going to keep up with home education. And now we found we're looking at college and potentially going off to central London to be in a home education hub in college. And so we're rolling with that and going, right, what will happen with that? And maybe you'll do some other stuff online still.
Yeah.
And so we're going to keep learning, keep adapting, keep being open to what is going to happen and see what's appropriate for you, what's appropriate for your sister, what's appropriate for your older sister, and trying to adapt as much as we can. Any memorable or inspiring moments?
The whole thing. Liking school more, learning more about different subjects. More biology, learning more about that. Inspiring specifically? I don't know.
I know that you were not scared exactly, but there was a nagging fear in the back of your mind that we might send you back to school.
Yeah.
And I think you couldn't quite believe it had happened. That you actually...
so fast. Like, we were ready to do another, like, year eight, another year. And then just a week after, we're like, you're out. What?
And I think that was quite memorable. And I know we have these museum day trips. And so we go every Wednesday at the moment. We're going to a museum. And there's always a school trip there. And especially that first year, your Castie was scared that she'd get lost in the school trip. And they'd take her off and kidnap her and take her off to school. And you'd stand really close to me and hold me tightly. Like, I don't want to go back to school. I don't want to go back in this place. But I think that's definitely been memorable. And just that amazing opportunity we've had to be together on a weekday morning in your own clothes and to go off all over London, see all these different things. I think that will stay with both of us for the rest of our lives, probably.
Definitely, all the museum days, all the different things we did, and when we thought we were going to do something, it turned out to be something else.
And we tried all the groups that first year, didn't we?
We really went for it. We did everything. after we realized maybe we shouldn't be packed every single day. And it's okay to...
Yeah, just to do a bit less.
Yeah.
How about for UKVS specifically? Was there anything inspiring or memorable? I know you've loved
my science teachers. Definitely. Yeah. I think both of them, because I had two each year. Yeah, I think that's definitely made me more interested in science, and I've seen sort of a different perspective, because especially at school, it wasn't as visual or as fun. So it's the science teachers have definitely made me more interested in science. Lessons more memorable.
Yeah, you have really, really enjoyed the science. I think there was a moment where you got really excited about English.
Yeah.
And you kept talking about it and you were quite... into it. Oh, you made that character book club with all those different characters.
Yeah, last year, yeah.
I think that was quite
good.
It's
been fun to find new ways to study and revise, sort of just in my own time and figuring out what works best. That's been fun.
Was your and your sister's COVID experience learning online completely different to your experience at UKVS?
I forgot how lockdown learning was because it wasn't for that long. It was only a few months. I think since we were all at home together and we were all doing it online, it was kind of better when we were not doing school and when it was the weekend or something, because I think everyone was slightly more relaxed. I don't remember. I remember it was Zoom and everyone was all on lessons, but I don't think I learned that much. I definitely missed out on a lot of the topics that we were meant to learn that year.
Yeah.
Because everything was so like unknown and people just trying to figure out how we'd do it online.
Was Zoom more of a listening
experience
rather than a talking together?
Or they just send like videos off to do it. And that's very different to what I'm doing now. And also no one really wanted to be on the Zoom. Everyone was just like, I just want to be at home. I don't want to do school. But I think with the UKVS, people are more into it because they've chosen that. It's definitely better now that we're not in lockdown and everyone can sort of do the style they wanted to.
I think the school teachers got thrown into it, didn't they?
Yeah.
You were sort of on the receiving end of how confident or positive they felt about using online stuff. Yeah. So some teachers, I remember there was some quite good geography stuff, but again, it was more watch this. Listen to this. And then, some of the lessons. I think some of the teachers, you couldn't hear them properly. Oh, they weren't. Yeah, they were just.
No one knew what they were doing.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I don't even know what happened with homework or sort of you doing something or sharing something. They did some good music stuff, I think.
But yeah, I did online keyboard lessons.
You did, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you had music lessons.
So they tried their best to bring it all online, but I think because it was just so fast and no one really knew how to use it online and not everyone could do it, then that was quite difficult.
But I think that's the quality of education at UKVS is, it's a different world apart. We've been to a couple of colleges and had a look at their home education offering with one of them. Newcastle said, oh, I quite like it, it's okay. And I said, look, would Sid employ these teachers? Seeing how they teach and how they do it. And she said, no. No, she wouldn't. That wouldn't be okay. The way they were communicating, the way they were making eye contact or explaining things was not
Sid approved.
Not Sid approved, not the quality that you would want, which also shows that Yocasti has become much more aware of what good quality teaching and communication and support looks like.
Yeah.
Really. Were there any misconceptions you had with home education, online schooling at the beginning? What were they?
When you don't know anything about a way of schooling or anything, you sort of just don't think about it. So I don't think I really thought about home education much. But yeah, I'm sure there were definitely things that we just assumed, or home education people did, that you thought you'd have to teach me. We didn't think there'd be any other way of learning. And
that's true.
There was a lot to learn. And there are definitely different types of home learners we've seen. Different people who prefer to do it outside, people who sort of have like one-to-one tutoring, and we didn't realise just how many different styles there were.
Yeah, and I think we had a lot of worries. We did write those worries down. I think we were worried that if home education didn't work, then what?
Yeah.
What would we do for you? Because we talked about home education being the solution, but if that wasn't the solution, what else was possible? We worried about you not being able to keep up and do GCSEs so that you could have the other options and you could go to...
I don't think we knew online schooling was a thing, that you could do GCSEs, like, on Zoom.
Yeah, I think we thought you could only do something else.
Yeah.
Not necessarily do the exams and get into college and then still go off and have a career. I think we were worried about socialising, of course. Who would you hang out with?
I think that's why we did a lot of clubs at the beginning and we joined everything.
That made it worse because all the clubs had eight-year-old boys in. Yeah, there were no teenagers
that
anywhere.
That is the main...
Where are the teenagers?
Yeah, but I think we did try a lot to make sure I was still socialising. And I think we sort of figured it out now.
Kirsty, we did so much. You did that Marvel film club and you ran that online?
Yeah, we did some... Yeah, we tried a lot. We really did.
Yeah, we did.
I think we were sort of just scared. What would you do just sitting at home all day? Yeah. And there are definitely some weeks where I'm just sitting at home all day doing school, just in my room.
But that's okay. Lots of teenagers, that's where they are.
Yeah.
Sounds really prejudiced to say it, but I suppose we had thought of people who are home educated as likely to be a bit odd because all the people you hear of.
Yeah, we didn't know that. Yeah, online school, we just thought from what we saw, even like in movies, you know, you don't think that kind of thing would just give you an idea of it.
Yeah, just as a very alternative way of doing things. And especially through UKVS, but through quite a few of the groups you've socialised in and people you've met, it's just different people try and find different ways of doing things. And it is also quite interesting to see people doing a bit of coming to UKVS for a little while they're doing a transition, for example, between countries or something that. What advice would you give to families who have some children who love traditional school and others who don't?
I'd say from like the dynamic of how, I guess, the kids would be. I think it's definitely a bit difficult if you have some who are online or homeschooled in some way and then some who are at school. You sort of have to figure out how, because when you're at school you sort of see each other and you're all doing the same thing. You all know the same teachers. You all know the same classes and how everything works. But once you sort of change that, it can be a bit difficult to figure out. I don't know. I don't have kids. What do you think?
Yes, I have got some kids. I think that it would be easy if your kids just went off to school and did stuff and they were happy then and they just went off to school. Or it would be easier if your kids were home educated and we could travel around or they could have breaks together. Mm. Or because we're trying to deal with two systems and two different ways of doing things and different ways of thinking. And then you're trying to sort of make sure that your children are connected, even though, because obviously as twins, they weren't in the same classes, but they were doing everything and a lot of the same friendship groups and a lot of the same stuff together. And then suddenly they're not, but you're trying to help them stay connected to each other and stay friends. Ultimately, what is the thing that is worse than having two systems to deal with is having unhappy, stressed out children. Having a solution that means that your children feel confident and positive and well, and they're just getting on with stuff, that makes life easier, whatever it is that they're doing. So my advice would be, if you can, try and adapt as much as you can. And whenever you think you've found a solution, it's okay. It doesn't have to be what you do forever. This could be what you do now that helps your child for the situation that they're in, but sort of roll with it. And not everybody can afford the UKVS solution. Not everybody can afford to have time off each week and have a museum day. We're very aware that we are very privileged and very fortunate that we're able to do that. But I see lots of parents and lots of people adapting to their own situation and being very resourceful and very creative. So I suppose it's never going to be easy raising kids, but it's always easier when they're a bit happier. And try and just keep an open mind, keep adapting, keep trying different things. And that's the best of all those worlds, really. Yeah. That sounded quite good, didn't it? That sounded quite good advice. Wish I'd met me 2 years ago. I think as we're coming to this end of this time with UKVS, I am so appreciative that we found UKVS. We know there's loads of dodgy, substandard online options out there. And you were just there for us when we needed you. Sid, as were your fabulous, wonderful teachers, and it's made all sorts of things possible, and you will be hopefully leaving, not that you will be leaving feeling better, but that you will hopefully be going off to college, but that you will be going off feeling ready for everything that's ahead, and that's invaluable. How about you?
Yeah, I think it was really good, even just like school-wise. I think I've never been, I guess because probably because it's like more GCSE curriculum, but I've never been so like engaged with learning. I've never liked it that much. I've learned a lot. We've figured out a lot of different things and it's been fun.
Thank you so much for tuning into the UK Virtual School podcast with your host, Sid. I look forward to having you join me again soon. In the meantime, if you're considering online schooling to take away the stress of having to plan and structure everything yourself, why not head over to our website, www.ukvirtualschool.com. You can join in our next online open day or book in a Zoom meeting with me to discuss options. I look forward to seeing you soon. Bye.